Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, most intense Deshaun Watson talking points over time. I just want to go through these. I want to relive them. What did you think then? Now that time has passed, what do you think now? Let's just start it off. 713-572-4610. We're going to hear from the man himself as well. Get you to that whiskey talk next Tuesday at Yellow Rose Distilling. In this hour, we'll also hear from Baseball Spo, who apparently Lopez is not a big fan of.
I'm a huge fan.
I think he's the best.
I am too.
It all started leading up to the draft. There was discussion over Mitchell Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes, or Deshaun Watson. That was the debate. We didn't even know that the Texans were going to be involved in this. There was talk that maybe Bill O'Brien liked Patrick Mahomes, and there was also kind of a strange feeling in that you were through the Brock Osweiler thing, you didn't feel great about Tom Savage, well, maybe some did, and you didn't really know. But in this debate, where did you sit? I was Watson. I'll be honest. I didn't think Patrick Mahomes was going to be this good in the NFL. If I would be lying, and I don't. Obviously, nobody did because he would have been the number one pick, no questions asked.
Yeah.
But I was a Deshaun Watson guy when it came to which of these quarterbacks would you most like to have, which is why I was so excited when Rick Smith traded up and drafted him.
I like Mahomes. Didn't like Trubisky. I was all about Deshaun Watson as well. Remember, we had Mahomes on Radio Row here when the Super Bowl was here, right before the draft, and really impressive guy. And I know his agent, relatively well, and was talking about him, and I was really intrigued by the potential, like everybody else. But Deshaun Watson had done it, and at the highest level. And we remember we talked about his games against Alabama and all that. So I was absolutely Deshaun.
So then we're going through the most polarizing talking points of the Deshaun Watson era. And when we're leaving the off-field stuff off, you had the Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage argument, which mm-hmm. I always thought was silly. Deshaun Watson didn't start. Tom Savage played a half. And then remember the agent said that Tom Savage earned it and all that. But Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage, it was a debate. It always seemed like people were trying to be smart football guy. Hey, he knows the system, the offensive line. I don't care. Deshaun Watson was the guy. He ended up being the guy. But there was a time when it was Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage.
It was comical to me. I mean, it was a joke that Tom Savage, and I didn't have anything against Tom Savage.
I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
And it was like, well, the offensive line's bad. Okay, well, Tom Savage ain't going to get away from anything.
Exactly.
Man.
And who was Bill O'Brien trying to fool? No, everybody saw it.
So then you had the injury of Deshaun Watson. And I think that the rookie year, that stretch, was probably the most fun that I've had watching the Texans in a while. I mean, everybody was excited. Everybody was feeling good. The beatdown of the Tennessee Titans. But then you had the injury. And there was questions. There were moderate questions about the injury concerns for Deshaun Watson because it was the second time he'd torn an ACL. But you felt pretty good, I would mm-hmm. say. I don't think that was too polarizing. You thought he was going to be back.
I thought my feeling, and I think the predominant feeling was, well, darn, now we got to wait some more. And he made it worthwhile. He came back strong. I mean, immediately.
Then the next debate. Tell me if you remember this. God, there's so many layers to this onion. Got to fix the offensive line. Can't have Julian Davenport at left tackle. Got to fix that offensive line. We had the Matt Khalil saga. We had the Laremy Tunsil trade. We had all the draft picks on offensive linemen. Got to fix the offensive line. It was never ending with Deshaun Watson. Feels like we still got those same problems despite all the assets invested.
We're in the neighborhood of those same problems. Julian Davenport was a name that was often talked about.
Games. They did win 11 games.
Often talked about. The Khalil thing was an absolute joke.
That was embarrassing.
Bill O'Brien embarrassed himself, over all that. But it was still a matter of Deshaun Watson making him look good.
Is Bill O'Brien holding Deshaun back? Yeah. That was the question that emerged, and that was one of the talking points that took place all the way through week four of the 2020 season. It became a, is Bill O'Brien holding him back as a coach and then as a general manager? And then we had the DeAndre Hopkins trade, which generated all kinds of dialogue. In hindsight, I wish Deshaun would have said something and been a little bit more vocal about his displeasure of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I think it would have been a good thing,
mm-hmm.
Because he was going to get his contract no matter what. I kind of felt like that was a chance to make some sort of power play and say, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to stand for this.
Let's go back to, is Bob holding him back first, B.O.B.?
Yeah.
Because that was a big discussion that I think led to the nuke discussion. Because, you know, he was at his best when he just stepped in, and B.O.B. didn't have a chance, and the offensive coordinator, Jim Kelly, to kind of overcoach him and limit him. So then you get rid of Nuke. Remember the I think it was an Instagram video where he was with his agent when the news dropped that Nuke was traded?
They said there was a video. We never saw.
Or whatever it was. And so I'm with you. I think had that been a bigger stink right there, maybe things would have changed in his favor a little sooner.
Then you had the contract talk. Patrick Mahomes gets his. What's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson gets his contract. COVID year galore. Really, mm-hmm. You could just go through all of the 2020 year, and there's just so much stuff going on. You had O'Brien getting fired. You had, I think, Sarah Barshop snitched on him for not having masks at the cheesesteak shop.
Yeah, he opened his second one.
Yeah.
And it ended up getting fined. A lot of players that were there got fined.
Yeah, it was the mask gate. And you just had a lot of stuff go on in the COVID year. Then you had the trade demand, and then you had the longest trade standoff ever, not to mention the off-field stuff. So those are the most polarizing things. Trubisky, Mahomes or Watson, Savage or Watson, injury, the concern, the future, the offensive line chaos. Is Bill O'Brien holding him back? The nuke trade, the contract talk, the COVID year galore, the trade demand, and then the longest trade standoff ever.
Which one was the tipping point for Deshaun? Which one did he go home that night and say, man, I can't. I'm out of here.
What was the tipping point?
Yeah. Which one of these moments was the tipping
point? For why he wanted to get traded?
Yeah.
I think when Jack Easterby was on the plane and went and got Caserio, I mean, if you ask him, I think he wanted more. But the other thing about
I think it was a nuke trade.
Well, here's the other thing. You know what else they say Deshaun Watson wanted? I'm not sure if he did or not. To go play for Brian Flores in Miami.
Yeah.
Is he sure that wouldn't have been like kind of O'Brien-like? Because Tua basically wanted to quit football.
Yeah.
But he kind of liked O'Brien, though, right?
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. But was O'Brien good for him?
Right.
I don't know.
I think it was the nuke trade. After that, he was just...
I think if they would have got another GM, Jack probably wouldn't have been there. That GM probably would have cleaned house. But knowing that Jack is the one that runs Caserio here, I think that was the tipping point.
Yeah,
we're gonna hear from the man himself. We're also gonna hear from Baseball Spo. It's gonna be a very, very entertaining next hour on In the Loop. Baseball Spo, how up in his feelings is he about the Jeff Bagwell sweeping aside of analytics and Deshaun Watson? What's he got to say as he anticipates his return to Houston, his return to an NFL football field? Stacked edition of In the Loop continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.